The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
John was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated the Christ. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Last Sunday in the homily, I spoke with you about a simple way of praying with the scriptures, of meditating on them and letting the story run in your head like a movie and putting yourself into it. So I'm sure you've all been practicing that all week, so you're all pretty good at it now. So we're going to do that this morning. So picture this story now, the beginning of the story. John is standing there with two of his followers, Andrew and someone else. We don't know who that other person is. And as they're talking, all of a sudden this person walks past them, and John stops the conversation, points at him, and says, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." Seems like a rather strange thing to call somebody. "Look, here is the Lamb of God." And yet, for the Jewish people of that time, the Lamb of God, and well, even today, the Lamb of God had very specific meaning to them. The Lamb of God referred to the sacrifice of the Lamb at the Passover that saved them from Egypt. Remember, the Jewish people were in exile. They were slaves, rather, in Egypt. And they prayed, and God said he would send an angel to kill the firstborn of all the Egyptians. And the Jews were to slaughter a lamb and mark the door of their homes, the doorposts of their homes, with the blood of the lamb. And the angel would pass over their homes, and they would be unharmed. And this would set them free from the slavery of Egypt. And so the Lamb of God, they continued in their celebration of Passover, when they would have lamb as part of the meal. They would remember the story and how they were set free. And so John points at Jesus and says, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." That would be rather intriguing to Andrew and his friend. And so they stop talking with John the Baptist and they begin to follow Jesus. And eventually Jesus notices that he's being followed, and he turns around and says to them, "What are you looking for? What are you looking for?" And their only answer is, "Where are you staying?" And they go in and they stay with Jesus and they talk with Jesus. And the event was so profound in their lives, that they even remembered the exact hour at which it occurred. It was 4 o'clock in the afternoon. This is when we met Jesus, the Lamb of God. It was that profound in their lives. Well, today, we have come here as well to meet the Lamb of God. In a few minutes from now, I will hold up the host and say to you, "Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world." We have come to follow that same Lamb of God. And so the Lord asks us the same question as he asked Andrew and his friend, what are you looking for? What are you looking for today? Why have you come here to follow the Lamb of God? What are you looking for? Maybe some of us are here looking for a little bit of peace and quiet. We live very, very hectic and busy lives. This is our 1 hour of quiet for the whole week, and that's why we've come here. Maybe we've come looking for some knowledge. We want to know our faith a little better, a deeper insight into something that's troubling us. Maybe we're here looking for a better relationship with Jesus. Or maybe it's all of the above. But why have I chosen to follow the Lamb of God? And what is it that I'm looking for from him? Ultimately, I think what we're looking for is that deeper knowledge and relationship with Jesus. Because even though we come to Mass Sunday after Sunday, we go home and we say our prayers, we try to live our lives as good Christian families, it's still possible that even with all of that, that we really do not know the Lord. You know, in the first reading, Samuel was called by the Lord, and we're told that even though Samuel lived in the temple, even though Samuel worked for God's prophet, even though he did God's stuff all day long, we're told at that point, Samuel still did not know the Lord. He had not yet been revealed to him. And for us, we sometimes don't know the Lord. We know about him, but we don't know him as that deep relationship, that deep personal friendship in our lives. And so we come here following the Lamb of God, hoping that we will come to know him better, hoping that we will be able to enter deeper into that life with the Lord, and that he will change us just as he changed Andrew and his companion and eventually Peter and all the others that he touched. We come to meet Jesus, the Lamb of God, to speak with him, to develop a relationship with him, and to be nourished by him. The Lamb of God comes to us in this wonderful gift of the Holy Eucharist to provide us with himself so that we can come to know him and love him and serve him all the better. Because, my dear friends, the Lamb of God is just as truly present here with us today as he was when John the Baptist pointed to him and said, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." I'm going to say, "Behold the Lamb of God." The same Lamb of God is here, Jesus the Lord, who comes to share himself with us, to fill us with his life, with his love, and to help us to live as his faithful people. Look, here is the Lamb of God. He is here with us today. May we recognize him. And when he turns and says to us, "What is it that you want?" let us ask him for the deep desires of our heart.